Good morning, everybody. Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. This is episode 540, The Two Dumb Yinzers. Like Christmas, guys, here we are. We're getting our receiving our gifts. I know everybody couldn't wait for the NFL draft, and here it is. Good morning, everybody. Mike, how you doing today, sir?
I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to run through a wall and play some football.
All right.
That's how fired up I was after last night.
Derpy, how about yourself, my friend? How are you this morning?
I'm great. Went to Primanti Brothers last night, had some pizza.
I got a decent pizza.
But I'm doing great. I'm ready to run through a wall, like Mike said.
Holy shit, we don't have enough walls for you guys. Relax. guys, I do want to start off the show by saying thank you to the former first round number 7 overall pick, Tim Worley, for coming on the show the other day.
Yes.
He was awesome. We had a great time. I do want to say thank you to Tim and wish him the best with everything that he does in his life.
That was awesome.
Very awesome. Also, while I'm at it, I do want to thank Brian Pasquale, of course, for giving us amazing shout-outs and plugs on his show. I do want to mention, go check him out when you get a chance. It's always up on YouTube and it's always on Facebook. You could always go back and watch his shows. But every Wednesday from 5 o'clock p.m. to 6 o'clock p.m., Brian hosts One Man's Opinion on Sports with Brian Pasquale. It's an hour-long show. You could call in, ask questions, participate, have conversations with Brian. And every Wednesday, WBVP Radio, you could also get it on their app. And the easiest way that I find for just the general public, you can just switch over to YouTube or Facebook at any point while the show is on and tune in live to check out Brian Pasquale and One Man's Opinion. So as I said, guys, this is the equivalent of Christmas. Certainly for people in Pittsburgh who are adults, it is the NFL draft. It's finally here. It was kind of confusing. It went kind of odd in certain places. But you know what? At the end of the day, we got a pretty nice piece of what it is that we need on this team. Of course, Troy Fautanu, he falls a little bit on the charts. Mm-hmm. He was certainly projected to go higher than 20. He falls a little bit to 20. At that point, he was the best tackle on the board. The Steelers grab him, and they add another piece to their puzzle of this football team. A lot of people were expecting maybe a center.
Mm-hmm.
Or Jackson.
Powers Johnson
was talked about a lot, who's still in the draft. He didn't get taken. Zach Frazier from West Virginia, also another one that was talked a lot about, still in the draft. The one thing that confused a lot of Steeler fans, I think, guys, was at the point at number 20, as we were about to take Fautanu, there was still a number one cornerback on the board. There was still a number one center on the board. But the fact that they went beyond that and got Fautanu, I think, speaks volumes, guys. Because they could have easily had the number one cornerback and completed a pretty damn good secondary. They could have ultimately went and got that center as the anchor of their offensive line. But as I said, them going and getting Fautanu at number 20, guys, I think speaks volumes about the player. Lifelong Pittsburgh Steeler fan.
Yep.
Love Troy Polamalu. And I got to tell you, people from this descent, they're generally very hard football players.
Yeah.
And when they're on a football mm-hmm. team, you know them because of their style. They play hard. At the end of the day, seeing what I saw and seeing that a lot of guys that I think that the Steelers might have, should have looked at are still in the draft. We'll go over the board here in a little bit and see who's gone and who's not. But we're 51. They're on 33. Guys, we're 18 picks away from possibly getting somebody else that we really wanted. There was a record amount of offensive players drafted last night. I believe it was 23 overall. That's the most ever taken in the first round of offensive players. So again, I mean, you sit there and you're paranoid. You're like, oh, they're going to take this person that we want. They're going to take that person. But at the end of the day, you know, these are the people that we want. These aren't people that were being scoped out by other teams. They have their own people.
Yep.
So hopefully, I think today, guys, my opinion, and again, we'll get more into this. I think they're going to finish up their offensive line today. They're going to get their center. That way they have the offensive line taken care of. And then you just have to kind of figure out this wide receiver issue, which, as Mike and I were talking before the show, you noticed San Francisco in the late first round grabbed a wide receiver. Is this a telltale sign? Maybe they have something going on elsewhere. Maybe there's moves and they had to fill, get the spot taken care of. But we'll get all into that more. Mike, I'm going to start with you this morning. How do you like your Christmas present?
I like it. I like it a lot. You and I were, we were watching it a little bit last night. And I was like, oh, we could take a Mitchell right here, complete the secondary. We can take, Graham Barton was still there. JPJ was there. You get that center that we've been talking about. But then when they announced the pick, I was like, you know what? I'm okay with it. You were
Right.
like just a little bit let down, but then I started thinking about it real quickly. And I, this week I started watching more breakdowns of offensive linemen, and he was one of the last ones I saw. And it was like, watch his footwork. Watch this, play right here. He gets beat initially. Watch how he positions his body and like turning his feet, turning his hips, working with his hands. It should have been a sack, and he was just so quick in his recovery. Like, oh my God. You pair him with Broderick Jones, look out. I became amazed with him. And then after the pick, more people were posting more video of him just manhandling people. We have ex offensive linemen going, this might be the best pick of the offensive linemen in the draft right now. So it's becoming more and more encouraging. At first, I was a little like, because you want that sexy pick, but you
Right.
realize your team is trenches, O-line, D-line. You can control the line of scrimmage. Either way, you can control the game. So
We
I
had a
like it a lot.
great problem to have
Yeah.
because there was a lot of
Oh,
guys
guys.
that we wanted that were available at 20. And that's one
Yeah,
thing
you
that you're
couldn't go wrong with
paranoid
any of them.
at. You're right. You could have went with the center. You could have went with the corner. Again, you had the top center and top corner sitting there at that point. And again, the fact that they went with Fatanu, I think, speaks volumes.
Yeah.
Excuse me just for a moment. I do want to welcome Ralph and Ron to the board this morning. What's going on, guys?
But yeah, like he was, Fatanu was rated inside like a top 10 prospect, and to get him at 20,
Steal.
that's a steal right there. And like a lot of people were projecting him at guard because of his height, but he has like the same, his arms are the same length as Joe Alt, who's 6'9". This guy's 6'3", so the wingspan is not going to be an issue. And thinking about it, a shorter tackle, you watch a lot of edge rushers, they try to dip underneath. If you're 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", you can't get that low. You're 6'3", 6'4". You're already kind of low. You got the center of gravity right there. So I kind of like it.
I like it a lot, guys, for a few reasons. Let me give you some specs here. In the okay, so they grade guys coming out of college. He scores 96.2 in the Maul factor, MAUL, the Maul factor, which is first with offensive tackles that were involved in the draft last night. First in the Maul factor. Again, these aren't something that I'm too familiar with, but again, it doesn't look bad. On the other hand, he also has a 95.9 pass blocker rating, which was fifth overall. He's a plug and play tackle. He could move around the line. He could play center, guard, and tackle, which Tomlin came out and said he's going to be playing tackle. There's no center guard play about it. So that makes me think to today, which we'll get more into shortly. I do believe they're going to complete their offensive line work with the second round pick. And that way the offensive line's done. They have their line. And then then after that, all you technically really, really have to worry about is a wide receiver. You could go on about the cornerback. However, bringing in the trade from Deontay Johnson, also getting Corey Trice back. I'm just not sure how urgent they feel about going out and getting that cornerback. I just know that if they finish up the offensive line today, the main concern, in my opinion, is getting that wide receiver because we basically have none. And as Mike was, I don't remember if Mike said it or it was before the show, or we even mentioned it, but they did. San Francisco went and they drafted a wide receiver at the end of the round, which would make you believe that, you know, there could possibly be something going on because of all the trade speculation and talks about Ayuk and even Deebo Samuel at this point, they're saying has a good chance to move.
And there's still talk about Courtland Sutton as well for a trade. You might be able to get him for a third round pick. Wouldn't be opposed with that. Like even Raul saying on the board, Malachi Corley, he's a guy that's been targeted to Pittsburgh. He, like I said, in a third round pick, he's a guy right there as well. So there's still options there. But if you can get someone like Ayuk or someone like even like Courtland Sutton, I would take that for a draft pick right there. I think Sutton might be the most feasible, especially under the cap, to get him to a longer contract because Ayuk will break the bank. But you can see what happens, though. But, you know, this pick, man, I'm loving it. He plugs in right away. I think if he doesn't start right away, like I said on the board, by week five, but he should be easily be able to beat out Dan Moore. I know the Steelers like Dan Moore because he turned himself into a player, but I would love to see it happen. Dan Moore just be that backup tackle.
You know, Ron, I got, you know, I kind of agree, but on the other hand, we just don't have anybody. We don't have a number two receiver. At the end of the day, they have to do something. It's going to be interesting. Let's see how today plays out. Let's see what goes on. You know, that is certainly a concern. There's no two ways about it. Plus all your top receivers in the draft, they get sucked up so fast. So, you know, you really can't rely on that either. I mean, there are guys that we have our eyes on. There's a couple of guys that Mike and I were talking about yesterday, but at the end of the day, you need your number two receiver. I just don't, let's wait today out, see what they do. Mike, also Troy Fatanu, he goes on to say, there's only one way to play, and that's nasty and violent. Mm-hmm. You have to enjoy imposing your will on somebody. Mike, I you know, he's growing on me. He's growing on people here fast. I can tell by the social media work, the social media buzz going around. People are liking this dude. And at the end of the day, everybody always wants a sexier pick, a guy with a name, somebody you could recognize the name and talk about a little bit. But I think you're going to learn a lot about this guy moving forward. I think he's going to be a lot more ready to play than Broderick Jones was at this time last year. And I think you're going to ultimately end up loving this guy because, you know what, look at what Philadelphia's line was able to do for them over there as they were building that team. And, you know, these are the same guys basically calling the shots and building, putting this team together. Yeah. I like the way they're going. When it's all said and done and the smoke cleared last night, I was ultimately happy about this pick.
Me too. And you talk about, like, bringing Weedle over from Philly. That's what they talked about when he first came in. Him and Omar is like, you win with the O-line and D-line. Surprise. So it is no surprise. And it wouldn't surprise me if we make a move for a D-lineman in the second round. There's still a couple good ones out there that should have been first-round picks.
And you got to remember now, as they mentioned last night, this is the first time in Steeler history.
Yeah.
Since, you know, the draft was even a thing. And this is the first time in Steeler history they picked tackles in back-to-back drafts with the first number one overall pick. So if that gives you, you know, if that's any indication, but they're sticking with their guns, they're doing exactly what they said they were going to do. You're getting it.
Yeah, and you're looking at whichever one of these two plays at right tackle. That's not a downgrade to either of them because, look, Penny Sewell just signed a monster contract, and he's a right tackle. It was like left tackle money. Lane Johnson, right tackle in Philly, he's getting paid as a left tackle. So passing league, you have edge rushers on both sides. You have to have two good bookends now, and now the Steelers have that, and that's going to help the passing game even more. Both these guys are good in the run game. I think Broderick, I would keep Broderick Jones at right tackle because we saw the way he, with his run blocking ability last year, in the minute we plugged him in, the run game took off. And I think he's a better run blocker than pass blocker. And Fatano, at least on tape, is showing to be a more polished pass blocker at this point than Broderick was last year.
Of course, round two and round three tonight, that starts at 7:00 p.m. on ESPN. Don't forget to check that out. But Derpy, what do you think? I want your assessment. What do you think about Troy Fatanu, the tackle out of Oregon that the Steelers drafted last night?
I mean, Mike put it spot on, pretty much. It wasn't the sexy pick, but it has grown on me since last night.
On the other hand, guys, you got to think, you know, skill position wise, we're set. There's not really much. We don't need running backs. We don't need a quarterback. We don't need, you know. So at the end of the day, you know, this is ultimately, I think, the most wise pick while building a football team and get this offensive line. And once you have an offensive line, a lot of other things start working out for you. So, again, Troy Fatanu, guys, picked number 20 overall by the Steelers after dropping a bit. His teammate, a few other big guys, they go early. But he was sitting there, and as I said, there was a number one corner on the board. There was a number one
center.
Center on the board.
Yeah.
And they go outside of what anything that anybody's been talking about, and they grab this dude. So you know what? I have faith in what it is that they do. I like, and I've been a fan of Omar Khan since he's been here. So you know what? We'll run with it, see what they do today.
Yeah,
Mike, I'm gonna crack into the board, and we'll talk about the draft, the overall. Yesterday, of course, Caleb Williams goes number one.
No surprise.
And if history says anything, he's going to be our quarterback in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
He's going to follow suit with Mitch Trubisky, who was a high pick, and yep. Justin Fields, who was a high pick.
Yeah.
He'll be a Steeler in 5 years. Number two, Mike Jaden Daniels goes to Washington.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me. I thought they were going to go Drake May.
You had Drake May and Jaden Daniels switched around. Jaden Daniels ultimately goes to Washington. Drake May goes to New England. I knew they liked him.
Mm-hmm.
First pick that wasn't a quarterback, Marvin Harrison, goes to Arizona.
Smartest pick in the top five right there, outside of Drake May.
Joe Alt's not a bad pick either. Los Angeles Chargers, they pick up Joe Alt.
I thought the other player I would have taken outside of Joe Alt would have been Roma Dunze, because they need weapons on offense.
Yeah. But you know what? A lot of people were talking about this Caleb Williams – draft. You know, I think this is who Chicago won, and for some reason, I just felt they were going to get it. But Joe Alt goes number five. Malik Nabers, the first wide receiver taken, goes to the New York Giants.
Second wide receiver.
Second, of course, Marvin Harrison. I'm sorry. Number seven, J.C. Latham. Would have liked to seen him drop down, but that wasn't going to happen. Number eight, one of the most confusing picks on the night, I think, was Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah.
You know, Atlanta just brings in Kirk Cousins, gives him this deal, gives him a contract. This is
I literally texted Mike last night.
Yeah. It was like, what, $130 million guaranteed to him. They might be punished for tampering by getting the way they got Kirk Cousins. Then they draft this guy. And if Cousins plays out his entire contract, Michael Penix will be 28 years old by the time he starts.
Wow.
Insane.
But a lot of people, even, you know, like Nick Saban was saying last night, this is the way to do it. This is what Green Bay did with Favre and Rodgers, and then Rodgers on to Love. So maybe, just maybe, this might work out for Atlanta.
But if
down the road.
Yeah, but Atlanta's like supposed to be in the win now moment. So it's kind of weird.
I gotta admit, I see Michael Penix playing the national championship, and I was not thrilled.
No, he had a bad game that game. I watched him at Indiana when he played at bad Indiana teams, and he would play against Penn State and Ohio State. He was
a playmaker.
He was a playmaker. I think that was just like a bad game for him. But we're gonna see
competition. That's what you got to pay attention to, because it was the big stage. It was against the best defense. I mean, this is what's going to be comparable to what he's going to be facing in the future. In the NFL with, you know, strong defenses and big state. So Michael Penix, actually, it surprised me. But you know what? Mike and I were talking in Atlanta. They've been a little unpredictable over the past few years. You got to remember, this is the team that played their starters none in the preseason last year. So what they're doing in Atlanta, they're playing by the beat of their own drums. So hopefully this works out for them. But again, they, you know, it's not a bad problem to have. Number nine, Chicago gets Roma Dunze. They wanted this. A lot of speculation that Caleb Williams and the Dunze would be their 1 and 9 picks.
Yeah.
Number 10, Mike, J.J. McCarthy, Michigan quarterback, goes to Minnesota.
Yeah.
They seem to like him a lot up there.
They do. I'm pulling up their depth chart now because I can't remember their quarterbacks. But if he has to start right away, I'm just not a big fan of him starting right away. Sam, they do have Sam Darnold. Okay, maybe you start Sam Darnold, and JJ is your number two, because I don't think he's ready to step in and be a number one. This would be that Jordan Love type factor. Let him sit for a year or two. So he didn't have to do a lot as a quarterback at Michigan other than hand off, and make an occasional throw. So I would have preferred him in the second round, but you weren't going to get him in the second round, so got to take him here.
I'm going to go into the next column. Mike, you could help me with the Jets' next pick's name, and you seem to know this guy better than I do.
Olafishanu.
Fashanu, who goes to the Jets.
That's an
Bo.
interesting pick too, because they picked up two tackles already in the offseason, but they're both
Yeah.
older. They're both older, coming off an injury problem, so good insurance policy to have.
Number 12, Bo Nix is
Talk.
the sixth quarterback chosen in the first 12 picks, which is another oddity to this draft. Six quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks. Bo Nix, what do you think of that, Mike?
Well, Bo Nix, he's been in college since the
He's going
Hoover
to be
administration.
43 when he gets the
Yeah,
chance
like
to
him
play.
and Pettis have been in college for like just a year after what Kenny went. So they the three of these guys that were in there this long, with the older quarterbacks, man, you know kind of where they're at already. There's not much room for growth. I just see Bo Nix and Michael Penix being career backups. I just don't see
Bo
the I
Nix sure
know.
didn't look like a fresh face coming into out of
No,
college. He looked like
no.
a professor,
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had a high completion percentage, 77%. That's astronomical. And it's probably going to drop down to like, if he can complete 67% passes in the NFL, it'd be a smart, great pick. But I just don't see it.
I just see
I
these
don't
two
get it.
quarterbacks coming from the West Coast. I'm talking about Bo Nix and who's the other one, Mike? I
Penix.
don't
Penix.
know. Yeah. These West Coast quarterbacks seem to have really great numbers, but it just makes me wonder why these three quarterbacks, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, and Penix, all have amazing numbers again. But you know what? The Western Conference was not that strong.
No, a lot of wide open.
Yeah. So we'll see. Keep your eye open on that. Number 13, Brock Bowers. Mike, Brock Bowers goes to the Raiders.
Did you see the picture? Like when his dad when he got drafted, the look on his dad's face was like, oh my God, my son is going to Vegas. He is not gonna last long in Vegas. Like he's like,
Right.
my kid, look. It's that look of a dad of like, oh
Yeah.
Christ, my 21-year-old, 22-year-old son's going to Vegas. Fuck my life.
I gotta tell you, some of these parents, they had odd behavior, odd
They did.
reactions.
They were also some weird ass parents, but
They were the one, I
yeah.
can't think of who it was, but later on in the show, the mom, she was stone faced.
Yeah.
The woman was talking to the grandmother and she was excited. She's like, "Oh, we're
Yeah.
going to Arizona." It must have
Yeah.
been the Darius Robinson
Yeah.
pick, I'm thinking. And his mom, she was just standing there real
Yeah.
stone faced. And even when she got
Yeah.
interviewed, she was just real.
You got Ola's mom sitting there blocking out the girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's like, so that's where Ola got these pass blocking moves. Like she was like literally like just throwing bows to keep the girlfriend away.
Mike, I'm going to let you pronounce the next draft pick, number 14 for the Saints. They took
Oh God.
Fuaga. Is that
Yeah,
how you pronounce that,
Talisi
Fuaga?
Fagua. Yeah.
Number 15, the Colts take Latu.
Dude, that's a good pick. He's good. He was a good pass rusher out
Yeah,
there.
absolutely.
I liked him.
Number 16, Mike, the Seattle Seahawks take Byron Murphy the second.
Another good pick. That dude, like they called him, like
That's
not. They don't want to put too much pressure on him, but they're like he reminds you of Aaron Donald.
okay. Yeah,
That's
yeah.
what I
Good
told you
comparison.
about.
Yeah, good comparison, but don't put too much pressure on the kid, guys.
Number 17, the Minnesota Vikings land Dallas Turner.
I'm surprised he fell this far.
I
He
am too.
reminds me of
Me too.
Will Anderson from last year. To me, he's a clone
Yeah.
of his former teammate. It's a really good pick. JJ, if he sits for a year or two and can prove to be a starter like Jordan Love was, and then you get this guy, that's a good pick. Edge rusher and quarterback, man. Important positions.
Minnesota, they flirt with having good teams all the time.
Yeah,
The
yeah.
fact of the matter is, they just never can get it done. Every once in a while, you think in '98 when the team was
Yeah.
15-1. You think
Yep.
back to the '70s when they were the Purple People Eater.
Yeah.
They managed to put together good teams,
They
but they
just can't get
just
over the
can't get it
hump.
done. Yeah,
It's one of
right.
those franchises that are cursed. And real quick, Ron, you're right. The Jets should have taken Bowers. Give him another weapon on offense.
Absolutely. Number 18. The guy that the Steelers reportedly
Yep.
wanted from day one. I mean, from day one, this is the name that I heard the most personally, that the Steelers were going to grab Amarius Mims out of Georgia. The Cincinnati Bengals get him. Surprise, surprise.
Yep.
And that makes me think that I don't know. I feel that it was kind of a decoy. I really do, because at the end of the day, we're a lot happier with the guy that we have. He's a
Yeah.
higher guy. You just didn't expect Fatanu to fall to where he
Yeah.
fell. So we ultimately get the guy, and they get Mims. Mims played 8 games in college, and I'm fine with this, Mike.
Yeah. Like the big thing with Mims is in that limited sample size, you saw the potential. Now
No,
it's if,
potential means nothing. I want to,
yeah,
you
it's
know.
just if you can get out of, yeah, that's where your teams get burnt a lot. So I'm glad we didn't get burnt with them. I probably would have been happy with them because,
I want to see, results.
yeah. And like I with Fatanu dropping down to where we did, we lucked out because he was forecast the top 10 at the worst top 15 pick.
Yeah.
So it worked out in our favor. We didn't have to get a project at pick 20. We got a guy that can plug and play. But you know what? For Amarius Mims, I wanted him to have a good career. Now I don't.
Yeah.
Have a
19.
bad career at
Now
Cincy.
we're sitting at 19. The Rams get the pick, and we're thinking to ourselves, holy shit, we got a bunch of guys on this board that we'd like to have. Now we
Right.
have a good little problem. I mean, we have the pick of the litter. If the
Yeah.
Rams don't take the center or the top cornerback, we're sitting happy. So we'll get more into that in just a second. So the Rams, they end up taking Jared Verse, which makes it even better.
Yeah, because they
Now
didn't
we
take
could
any of
get
the guys we wanted. That was,
I mean, it's like the best possible Christmas present ever. Now you can get any of these guys. You can get
yeah.
your
All right.
number one center, your number one corner, your number two center, your number two corner. And then, of course, we take, I think it was a very good pick. Of course, right off the top, may have left people scratching their heads. But the more that you learn, the more that you find out about this guy, the more happy you are, and the more that you understand how close this makes the team to being complete.
Yeah.
So, number 20, Troy Fatanu. Mike, your guy, number 21, the Dolphins
Chop.
get Chop Robinson.
He is a don't let the stats fool you. His sack numbers weren't high, but oh, the pressure that he caused and where it would funnel into the D linemen where they would pick up the sacks. He was a disruptor, and the sacks will come at the pro level. He's just a relentless pass rusher. So quick, so fast, so strong. Great pick by Miami.
Number 22, guys. This is good. This is no surprise to me.
Yeah.
They draft well. They draft hard. You know, their defense is always good. The Philadelphia Eagles get the number one overall, Quinyon Marshall out of Toledo.
Yeah. And on the broadcast last night, Coach Saban was like, this is the guy we wanted to get into the portal to get, and he would never enter the transfer portal. So people were like worried about, oh, he went to a small school. When Nick Saban's is wishing you would enter the portal so he can get you, that speaks volume. Especially because with the
Yeah.
corners that, Terrion Arnold and Kool-Aid McKinstry, you already had two guys that are going to be drafted high. You wanted this guy too. That shows you how good this kid is.
Absolutely. Number 23, the Jaguars grab Brian Thompson Jr., Mike. Brian Thompson
I
Jr.
like it. They need weapons down there
Absolutely.
for him. More of a speed guy too. Not. I'm glad the Steelers didn't get him because he would not be the good complement to George. More or less, kind of like the same receiver, I feel.
Yeah, I agree. I
But
agree.
not a crisp route runner, but good enough. But good pick for them.
Number 24, as Mike just mentioned, Terrion Arnold from Alabama.
I like that pick. They need corners after Cam Sutton went crazy.
You know what? And you got to like this. I mean, last year, they've been drafting very well over the past couple of
Yep.
years, and you see their improvement every season. They get better every year. They're in the NFC Championship game last year where they should have won. They were up
Yeah,
three
should have
touchdowns,
won.
I think, at one point.
Yeah.
So watch out for Detroit again. Now you see who you get today. I mean, I think this is a great addition, Mike, after adding people last year that certainly supplemented that defensive backfield
Excuse
along with
me.
a lot of other people. So keep an eye on Detroit. I think they're a really good quarterback away from being the team from the NFC.
Yeah, like
I
Goff. He Goff's like that guy that you get you there but can't close it out.
Right.
And he had two opportunities to close out to win Super Bowls and couldn't.
Yeah, he put up 3 points in the Super Bowl. So,
Yeah.
next pick, Mike, number 25, Jordan Morgan. Jordan Morgan to Green Bay.
Yeah, this was also a head scratcher.
Yeah.
You're like, this is someone you could have got in the second round.
Right. Green Bay feels to me like a team that's going to be the team. So one of these teams like Green Bay really feel to me like they're going to be the team that grabs up Cooper DeJean.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to
Right.
go somewhere. He's going to have a nice career. You know, he's going to be known because he's the white guy. But Green Bay really feels like the team to me that it's going to be a Cooper
They're gonna
Dejean
go get
type
him.
of team. Number 26, Graham Barton goes to Tennessee, or I mean Tampa Bay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they need a center. Their longtime center retired like end of this year or was hurt, or I can't remember his whole situation at center, but they needed a center and they got their guy.
And he, you know, at 26 being available, that was a good pickup
That's
for them.
great
So,
value.
number 27, Darius Robinson goes to the Cardinals.
He's another guy that was like kind of, as a not like a reach, but like an outside opportunity for Pittsburgh to take this guy, maybe as an edge to be behind TJ Watt to strength depth there, or someone who can play as a 3-4 D end. But I guess good pick by Arizona down here.
Number 28, Kansas City moves into the 28th spot, and they grab Xavier Worthy. That's a he's a they you know you hear about Mahomes wanting speed.
Yeah, and
They
this
got
is
their
the guy.
guy.
He's got three receivers that are fast.
Yeah,
Yeah.
well, two. We know what's going to happen with Rashee Rice.
Right.
He'll be on the California Penal League. But Worthy, to me, he's just a speed guy, not really big, not real physical. So kind of like a Tyreek Hill. And as long as he can keep that speed,
He already
he'll
wants
be
to race
effective.
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah,
He was already saying that
I'd
was
watch that. I'd watch that.
I would too. Number 29, Tyler Guyton goes to Dallas.
Good actual smart pick by Dallas. They
Yeah.
need a new tackle, and this was a smart, solid pick. Maybe I think someone had to tackle Jerry Jones from doing something stupid.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Number 30, guys, also in the division.
Ugh.
Nate Wiggins out of Clemson.
I don't like this pick. I like it for them, but I don't like it for us. This kid's really
It's
good. You got him. You got
tough.
you got him. Who else do they have down there? Kyle Hamilton at safety. They have two other really good corners as well. So this kind of sucks. And we have one freaking receiver, and they got
Lucky
like three corners.
for us, we're going to be running the ball a season,
Yeah.
so. So in the division, that's Cincinnati Bengals get Amarius Mims. Of course, a lot of people were
Yeah.
speculating the Steelers were going to get, and the Baltimore Ravens get Nate Wiggins.
I tell you, that's just a great him sitting there at 30, who,
Yeah.
because a lot of people had him before Combine and everything as the number one guy at corner.
Number 31, the San Francisco 49ers take Ricky Purcell.
I think that's going to come bite them in the ass. I don't think he's going to be as good as people think.
And you know, of course, us in Pittsburgh, we find that interesting because
Yep.
why are they drafting a receiver in the first round?
Yeah.
Maybe, just maybe, there might be other things in works, but
Yep.
we will see. And finally, the 32nd pick of the night, the last final pick, Mike, the Carolina Panthers get a little bit of help for Bryce Young. They get
Yeah.
Xavier Leggett.
Yeah. At first, I scratched my head at this move because they could have got him at 33. But
Right.
I kind of understand what they're doing. You trade up, get him at the end of the first round. Yeah, you pay a little bit more money, but you get that fifth-year option. If he pans out, you can get him for another year on his contract. So it makes sense because to me, you could have got him at 33, but get him at 32, get an extra year of contract control. Smart move.
And Buffalo bumps back to 33, and that's
Yep.
where the draft will start tonight at 7 o'clock. The Buffalo Bills will be starting it off, and we have roughly what, Mike? We got about 18 picks before our next pick.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to go for their center, Mike. What do you think they go? What do you think the Steelers get tonight?
Oh.
Just the second round. Third round's a little bit tougher, but what do you think in the second round?
I think they're going to trade up and everyone's going to think center, but I think they're going to trade up and try and get Cole McKinstry.
Really?
Yeah, to upgrade that
Interesting.
secondary, yeah. Cuz they keep saying, "Oh, we got guys who can play center. We got guys who can play center." So
I don't like that. I want a center.
I know.
Derby, what do you think? Who do you think that the Steelers are going to land tonight in the second round?
I'm hoping Frazier.
Okay. If Powers is still available, do you still want Frazier first?
I would want Powers.
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah, you're going to start seeing, you know, but again,
Yeah.
at this point yesterday, I would have thought that a lot more of these names that we were interested in would have been
Yeah.
gone. They just weren't. There's a bunch of guys that were getting drafted that that if you look at a lot of mock drafts, they certainly didn't fit in those fill those spots. So again, guys, there are still people that were very interested in this draft. And at the end of the day, Mike, what do you grade? What do you grade Troy Fatanu? You
Yeah, I
pick.
give him an A. An
You
A.
got to. You got to, right?
Because it makes sense. It's a position of need. He was a highly graded player. It's an A. And you hope 4 years down the line, it stays an A.
Absolutely.
And I think the top half of the second round, you're going to see a lot of trades up. Buffalo's already saying they got multiple teams calling them for that pick. These guys that slipped out of the first round, like Cooper DeJean, Jazon Newton, Coley McKinstry, you're going to see teams trying to trade up to get those guys.
Yeah. Because those are your top of the crop guys that could have very well been first round guys. Now you have an opportunity to grab them in the second round.
Oh, yeah. At a
This is where
discount?
teams
Fuck yeah.
Put together good drafts, and they get that one, the guy that they wanted in the first round. Then they get a one guy in the second round. Then in the third round, they could pull a two guy. Philadelphia had a draft like that last year, a couple other teams, and you know what?
We
Even
had
the
that draft
Steelers
too.
did. So again, tonight, 7 o'clock, back at it. It's going to be rounds two and three on ESPN. I can't wait. Again, this is Christmas morning. We have one pre. We got the big present open. We opened the big present first. Now we're digging around under the tree. We're going to grab number two and number three tonight. And it's exciting, Mike.
It's exciting. I'm gonna get throw out a sleeper pick, Javon Bullard out of Georgia. He's like number one, number two safety in the draft.
For
Keep an eye
us?
on him. For us. He's my sleeper pick in the second round, going completely off the board. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens.
All right, my pick is going to be the center. I think number two tonight, their number two pick. They're gonna finish their offensive line work. I think that that's going to be the goal. You got your tackle. You got a higher than what you expected for a tackle position. I think if Powers is still there, they'll grab Powers. Of course, we have 18 picks to get through before it gets to us. But if Powers isn't there, I think they're going to go with their guy and get Frazier. That's my opinion. I think they're going to finish their offensive line, and after that, then you kind of start p putting pieces together. Again, I don't think that people are calling cornerback a complete need. I don't think that it is. Also, I think that the wide receiver is a lot bigger of a need just simply
It's
because we
huge
don't have
need.
any receiver. We don't have any.
No,
The
and
one
you
that we
got,
have is still
yeah.
wet behind the ears. He's had some issues last year. He got rid of his partner to kind of hopefully help that. So I'm kind of concerned about what's going on at the wide receiver spot. But again, Omar and company could certainly have something up their sleeve, maybe something in the works, and we will see, guys.
We'll see. I may that Ladd McConkey out of Georgia, the white AB with his route running. That's
Yeah.
that could be a pick right there. Move up and
Brian
grab
says so
him.
many first round guys left with all the quarterbacks, tackles, and edge rushers taken. There's at least 10 first rounders left. I agree. I think the second round's going to be very, very good for a lot of teams.
And that's why I think there's gonna be a lot of movement in those
Yeah.
first 10 picks. It definitely in the least first five. It's gonna be
Derpy, were
crazy.
you overall satisfied with the way the draft went? I'm not just talking about the Steelers. I'm talking about, just everything. You think that first round was it a good draft for you?
Yeah, it was a solid draft. There was some ch shocking surprises that I thought
Absolutely.
were very just out there, I guess.
Right.
But overall, it was a good draft
Yeah, and
so
the
far.
but those picks, man, that's what makes the draft exciting, is the
Right.
teams that go out there and do these boneheaded moves that you think are boneheaded moves, and you're like, what were you thinking? Like
Mike, let me ask you
Atlanta.
this. Who from what from everybody that got drafted last night, who is ultimately right off the top the biggest help to their team, right off the top of your head?
Right off the top of my head, I'm gonna go with Marvin Harrison Jr.
I mean, do you think Arizona, it's going to be enough for that to even matter in Arizona?
It's not gonna get them into the playoffs, but we saw how they played like down the stretch, especially against us, against some other teams like Dallas, Philly, when they all had winning records and were playing pretty well. They went out there and won those games. Now you add the you hope the quarterback Kyler Murray's healthy all year. He'll have a full offseason in the new offense. Getting Marvin
as long
Harrison.
As they don't come out with a new Call of Duty during the season.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. True. He'll be fine till November. He'll be fine till November. Then from then on, that's when we have to worry. But that yeah. stretch before November, they can do some damage. But I like that pick. You give him an actual legit number one receiver. I like it.
Now, let me ask you this, guys. There was always speculation where all these quarterbacks were going to go. But after they take six quarterbacks out of the first 12 people in the draft, I'm going to give you the names and the teams. You tell me who is going to be the most successful of the first round quarterbacks taken. Caleb Williams, of course, the number one overall pick goes to Chicago. No surprise there. Jaden Daniels with Washington. Drake May to New England. Michael Penix Jr. to the Falcons. J.J. McCarthy to the Vikings. And finally, Bo Nix to the Dolphins. I'm sorry, the Broncos. Which one of these six quarterbacks has the best career when it's all said and done? Caleb Williams, Daniels, May, Penix, McCarthy, Nix.
I'm going with Caleb Williams.
You think?
I think, yeah.
I mean, Chicago, I mean, you know.
I know historically they've had some, they don't know how to handle anything up there. But I think he's going to be the one to break the curse. Someone has to break it. So I'm rolling the dice with Caleb Williams.
All right. Nobody's going to be able to do it just yet. Go ahead, Derpy.
I'm going to go with actually Bo Nix.
Bo Nix. He's going to be the most successful out of this first round group of
just
quarterbacks.
Just because of the team he's with.
Okay. I'm going to say Drake May. I'm going to say he's going to be what they build their offense. He's going to be the guy that they thought that they were getting when they got who was the last guy they just had?
From Alabama. What the hell is his name?
Yeah, what's his name? I can't.
He's so forgettable.
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones. Jones. Thank you.
I think he's going to be what they hope they got with Mac Jones, and they're going to make him, you know, and it is in Belichick. I know this, but I think that they're going to make him that quarterback. So whatever Drake May does is going to be how good New England is. And New England never sits is a bad team too long. I'm going to go with Drake May. He's my most successful out of this group of six quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks, but only time will tell.
Only time will tell. We'll find out within the next 5 years who's on the right track.
Absolutely.
So come back for episode 4,000 and we'll see where we're at.
That's right. Mike, any big surprises?
The biggest surprise was Fenix.
Fenix, yeah.
Fenix, yeah. What I call him Fenix, like a phoenix. He's rising from the ashes from all of his knee injuries. Yeah, but Fenix to me was the big shocker is $130 million to the quarterback, $100 million guaranteed, tampering allegations. You get this guy. I don't get it. You got, you know, the GM having to explain to the owner why we took a quarterback in the first round. Would you could have grabbed any of these guys?
Right.
Like, you need a defensive help. You could have taken any of these guys on defense to help you out. You could have taken Roma Dunze to add to that offense, another great weapon to have with the young arsenal you have. That pick right there, that's going to set a franchise back for years.
Derby, what do you want the Steelers to do to fix this wide receiver problem? What do you think needs to be done? I mean, it's obviously an issue. Season starts today. We got some problems.
I'd say in the long run, yes. But overall, I mean, GP got what he wanted. He's wide receiver one.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think? How do they fix this problem?
There's a couple guys I would look for in the draft.
Right.
You got Jalen Polk out of Washington. Then you got Roman Wilson, who they kind of been linked to a lot out of Michigan. One of those two guys.
McCaffrey's still out there.
Yeah, McCaffrey. You got Brendan Rice is out there. He's be a good little project to have as well. Currently,
Adonai Mitchell.
He's kind of lazy when the ball's not coming to him.
Oh, we don't want lazy. Yeah,
he's like that kind of guy that won't run his hardest when he knows he's not going to be targeted on the play. It's inconsistent, like in his effort. Like sometimes he'll be all out when the ball's not coming to him, but he'll have a lot of snaps where I'm not going to work that hard. You're not Randy Moss. Randy Moss can get away with it. You can't. So yeah, those were the guys that like Polk, Roman Wilson, like Ralph said, Corley, out of Western Kentucky, or, you know, our guy, the great white hype, Ladd McConkey out of Georgia. Those were the guys I would look at. Because, like, there's, like Raul said, I'm starting to think too, we might not get any of these guys in trades. So we got to start looking at these receivers. And then there's a couple ones later in the draft, like a Tajay Washington. He's a smaller receiver out of USC, but pretty good route runner. So there's guys we can find, but I don't think anyone's going to be that immediate impact. So it's going to be a struggle this year.
You know, they sat on their hands too long, I think,
mm-hmm.
with trying to fix the quarterback issue.
Yeah.
They let too many people move. But you know what? At the end of the day, you know, in a trade situation, I guess you could make it happen. You give up enough, you could get enough back. So,
because no one saw Stephon Diggs getting traded. So there could be something there that we don't even know about, a receiver we never even thought about. I don't. We might not get like a high end guy, but you can get that good route runner opposite Pickens that, you know, just a trade out of nowhere. So, gotta let the process play out.
Ron says that Caleb Williams cries in his mom's arms. You know, that's one thing I noticed. There was a lot of criers last night. A lot of these guys got drafted were crying. I don't know. I mean, I get it. It's emotional, but fuck.
As long as you can go out there and win.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because they were going to bad teams.
Probably. Fuck, I'm going here. I want it to fall.
You know what? The best thing about this was Cleveland didn't get any picks. I know.
That was the best draft pick of all night.
They got like, yeah.
But you didn't get to see some young man's life literally be ruined right before his eyes.
Which team was it where they said they haven't had a first round draft pick in like 5 years?
The Rams.
Yeah. Oh man.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
But somehow they won a Super Bowl in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, Mike, Super Bowl that the Rams won, that was against the Cincinnati Bengals. Mike, do you think that the Mims pick up? Of course, you lose Tyler Boyd.
Mm-hmm.
Where does Cincinnati sit going into this season? You know, Joe Burrow.
The basement.
Joe Burrow hasn't proved to been able to stay healthy except for one season, in which that season he takes his team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think about Cincinnati.
Me too, because you got T. Higgins saying, trade me. You got Trey Hendricks saying, trade me or pay me.
Everybody went out of Cincinnati?
You got a lot of discontent down there, so the pick was good. You got to be able to protect Joe Burrow. You got to be able to protect your investment. He's been sacked a lot. But you hope, you know, a guy who has played 8 games can...
That's what I'm saying. I can't take a guy who played 8 games. I just can't.
Yeah.
You can tell me the greatest things in the world, but he only played 8 games. The in-game experience is what matters. How you play the game, your results, your production. He doesn't have any of it.
Yeah, if you have, like, a guy in front of him that can play and he gets those good practice reps, good training camp, stuff like that, throw him in at garbage time, let him get some playing time in, and then halfway through the season, he's your starter. But if you're going to make him your starter now, that's a big reach.
Again, the Caleb Williams. Okay, so in 2017, Mitch Trubisky gets picked second overall by the Bears. In 2021, Justin Fields gets picked 11th overall by the Bears. They are both Pittsburgh Steelers. They came and went one Steeler. You understand what I'm saying? Now the first pick overall in the 2024 draft, Caleb Williams will be your quarterback here in 5 years in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
You go by pattern.
2029.
So, yeah.
We'll be here.
So that
to see if he can revive his career.
What else is we got? And I'm going to jump on fast track, Mike. We're down to 10 minutes. The Alex Highsmith reconstructed contract clears up $7 million in cap space. That's a good thing, Mike. We could certainly use that.
Yeah, we already had, I believe, $12 million available as well. So that's what a lot of people were thinking. Oh, a major move's coming in round one. Maybe the move is coming in round two. We use our second round pick for a trade or a third round pick for a trade in some.
These guys just don't—they don't stop. I love this front office.
You don't
love
know
Omar
what
Khan.
They're going to do.
Right.
Like if Kevin Colbert was there, you know what would be happening.
This is the great Steeler way.
We're taking this guy. We're going to wait at this button, taking this guy. And
this is what we believe
Omar
in.
Khan, and we don't.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're going to do what we need to do.
If to win. You do what you do to win. That's the idea of life. How are you going to say that I'm going to stick with this guy through thick and thin no matter what? You know, the guy might suck. You can't – come on. You've got to be able to adjust and move on the run.
Yeah.
So there you go. Also, Cam Hayward announcing the picks last night for the Steelers. Of course, Pat Freiermuth will be involved tonight in that as well. So you can see Pat out there calling the picks for the Steelers. I don't know how they're going to do it. What's that?
He's announcing the second round pick.
He's going to do second, and then Cam's back on the third.
No, I think that's just the second round pick is all.
And that's it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Cam's back in Pittsburgh, I believe.
Also, the Troy Fatano was spotted at the airport this morning in Pittsburgh. So he's in town. You're going to start seeing that. Pictures of him showing up at the airport on social media. He is here, everybody. Your 2024 first round pick, Troy Fatano, is in town, guys. Today we picked 51 and 84.
And 98.
Today? Oh, that's right, because that would be a third round.
Yep,
we got that. So we get three picks today, 51, 84, 98.
Yeah, I think it's 98.
What else from the other day? We're not Mike. This Justin Fields fifth year option. What do you got on that?
Oh, it's we're not doing it. Yeah. But there's talk that they might be trying to work out a contract with him.
Okay. Too.
So
I wasn't sure what.
No way they would have to pay him like $30 million right. for that fifth year option. Not going to happen.
No. The Pittsburgh Passion kickoff this weekend. Tomorrow is Alabama against the Alabama Fire. Week one in Alabama against the Alabama Fire. And then next week they come home to start their home schedule at Pine Richland High School, where they play the DC Divas. So the ladies will be going down to Alabama to play the Fire tomorrow in week one. And then week two, they will be back home to kick off against DC. In the UFL, Mike, week five already.
My God, it's flying by.
Halfway through the season, the Saturday games are both at 7 o'clock in the UFL this weekend. The San Antonio Brahmas versus Arlington. And then the other game is Birmingham versus Houston. And then on Sunday, they start at noon, St. Louis. The Battle Hawks play the DC Defenders. Mike, there's your team.
That's going to be a good game.
And then Sunday at 3, the last game of the weekend is Michigan at Memphis. So we got UFL action going on all through the weekend. Got the ladies kicking off the season down in Alabama. Let me see. Wait. What's that?
I said I can't wait for the Passion to kick off.
I know this is painful, and we've been talking football all episode, but I gotta squeeze the Pirates in, guys. I got to.
Do we have
I do. You know, it's day two of the draft. But the most important thing about the Pirates is this. Did you see, guys, who they revealed who the mystery bobblehead is going to be? They were teasing.
I did not.
The mystery bobblehead, I think it's June 20th, was revealed. Wiz Khalifa, guys. Wiz like Khalifa. It's going to be a very popular bobblehead. I started to see people go crazy already. They're trying to get their hands on him. The team already got theirs, and they're flaunting it and, you know, showing pictures of them holding their Wiz Khalifa bobblehead. But yes, June 20th, guys, get up down to the stadium for Wiz Khalifa bobblehead night.
Hopefully they do not get hijacked.
He's got the pirate hat on backwards, got the pirate jersey tattoos. It's a really cool bobblehead. And again, I think it's going to go very well. As did the Jaromir Jagr, as long as Mike said nobody steals the pallet full of them. Wiz Khalifa, guys. Pirates finished a four-game series yesterday against the Brewers. They split the series. They win the first two, lose the second two, guys. They dropped to 13-13 overall. They're in the same exact position that they were in this time before the series against the Brewers started. They were four games out. They were 500. We're four games out now. We're 500. We basically gained, lost nothing. The division looks like this. The Brewers are in first place. The Cubs are a half game out. The Reds are 2.5 out. Buccos 4. And in the basement, the Cardinals are 5.5 games out, guys. Joe Bart is 7-for-20 since he's been here. The backup catcher who's come from San Francisco, who's supposed to be Buster Posey's replacement. Now he's batting 7-for-20, 3 home runs so far since he's been here.
I'll take it. Actual smart move by us.
He hit a home run yesterday. Big Stacks Brian Reynolds gets 2 hits. Keller's performance looked like this. He had 5 innings pitched, 6 hits, 4 on runs, 2 walks, 7 Ks. Chapman comes in, lays another egg. Chapman comes in, and Aroldis Chapman throws one inning pitch, gives up two hits, two earned runs, only gets one strikeout. Pirates next tonight or at San Francisco to play the Giants, 10-15. It starts a three-game series. Then they go over the bridge to play Oakland following that series. Mike, the projected starters for tonight, Quinn Priester.
Oof.
He made his way back into the rotation. He comes in with an 0-1 record, 8.31 ERA, two strikeouts. He's going up against Kyle Henderson, who's 2-1 with a 5 ERA and 24 strikeouts on the season. Jared Jones, of course, our early standout pitcher in the rotation. He falls number 9, Mike, on the overall power rankings in the majors for starting pitchers. Jared Jones, number 9 overall.
Ron. Oh, my God. Thank you, Ron. I just now noticed. I'm sorry. Ryan was talking baseball. I was following along on the stats, and I just clicked back over.
Holy Ron, thank you so much. Yeah. Greatly appreciated, sir. Greatly appreciated, man. I was actually thinking about you the other day. I hope everything's going well with you. What's going down in Florida? As a matter of fact, you remember we were talking about something the other week, and I mentioned Emmett Smith, where he was from. And Ron says, that's where I'm from. I'm from where Emmett Smith. So I looked on the map. He is like way over in the panhandle. Like if you would look at a map of Florida, Ron is like way, it looked like it's like way over. And, you know, I'm not real familiar with that area, like what it's exactly under, if it's still Alabama or if it's Louisiana or what. But that was really cool. I'm a maps guy. So when you said that, Ron, I checked into that and I thought, oh, that's pretty wild.
Yeah. Ron, thanks for that donation. I'll be taking some better drugs now. So my draft evaluation picks might get even worse. Put down Caleb Williams as a Hall of Famer right now.
Right. Mike, why don't you go and tell everybody about the website?
Oh, the2dummyinjures.com. Excuse me. Like say over there, you know, we're new here. Ryan and I, all of our social media links are over there. Links to our merch stores over there. The blog is over there. I had one up yesterday about couple guys that the Steelers should look at in the first round, and obviously we didn't draft a single one of them, but two of them are still available, I believe. And then I have an article up today about Troy Kotanin. So yeah, check it out at the2dummyinjures.com.
Go check it out, everybody. A lot of cool stuff going on over at the website. That's www.the2dummyinjures.com, www.the2dummyinjures.com. All right, guys, we're gonna get into the question or into the trivia of the day. If there's any question, it's gonna be a draft question. No way around that. No, Ron. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh, Ron, sorry.
That's exactly what I was thinking about, man. Fuck, I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, what? Sorry.
Check on the board, Derpy. Last okay. message. let me get into this question, Ron. I'm so sorry to hear that, sir. Jeez.
Damn.
All right, here we go, guys. Again, this is a draft question. No surprise. Derpy, put your thinking cap on. Mike, guys on the board, here we go. Which of the following running backs was drafted number one overall in the draft class? Being that I don't think one single running back got taken in the first round. The question of the day, guys, it really is. And being the fact that most of the draft picks were offensive players, you know, and none of them were running backs, that's wild. All right, so here we go. Which of the following running backs was drafted number one overall in their draft class? Here we go. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for the only running back of these four people that I mentioned. It was drafted number one in their class. Was it A, Emmett Smith? Was it B, Rashawn Salaam? Was it C, Kajana Carter? Was it D, Saquon Barkley? Guys, let me read it one more time for you. On the board, Derpy, Mike, which of the following running backs was drafted number one overall in their class? Emmett Smith, Rashawn Salaam, Kajana Carter, Saquon Barkley. Think that over for a moment, guys. We are live. We're live 5 days a week right here, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. The brand new show we do live every single day gets uploaded over on Spotify at 8 o'clock p.m. If you don't get a chance to listen to the show or watch the show, you could always go over to Spotify, listen to the show anytime. And maybe you're at the gym, maybe you're in the car, you just don't have a chance to watch. You can always put your earbuds in, check it out. The show is live every day, and then again over Spotify and podcast form at 8 o'clock p.m. Go check it out. All right, here is the question of the day, gentlemen. Which of the following running backs was drafted number one overall in their draft class? Was it Emmitt Smith, Rashawn Salaam, Kajana Carter, Saquon Barkley? Darby, which one of four gentlemen were drafted number one overall in their class? Emmitt Smith, Salaam, Carter, Barkley.
I'm going to go Carter.
Kajana Carter out of Penn State, Mike.
Yep, Penn State.
I think Saquon Barkley and Carter out of Penn State. Salaam, of course, out of Colorado. Brian on the board says B. He's saying Rashawn Salaam. Mike, I'm going to come to you now. Which of the following running backs was drafted number one overall in their draft class? Emmitt Smith, Rashawn Salaam, Kajana Carter, Saquon Barkley. Brian says Salaam. Derpy says Carter. Mike, who was it?
Kajana Carter to the Bengals.
Kajana Carter, the only one of these guys was picked number one.
Yep.
Kajana wasn't
Carter.
Wasn't Emmitt Smith?
Nope. It's Kajana Carter, baby.
When did Emmitt Smith get drafted?
He was, I think he was top 10, maybe top 5.
Okay. All right, guys. The question of the day is this: which of the following running backs was drafted number one overall in their draft class? Smith, Salaam, Carter, Barkley. Everybody on the show said Kajana Carter. On the board, Brian said Salaam. Ron also says Kajana Carter. So the answer, of course, guys, is Kajana Carter out of Penn State.
Yep.
Wasn't he on Kerry Collins' team?
Yeah, he was on that really good Penn State team when they're I think one of their last independent years. Yeah. He was a beast in college and just unfortunately blew his knee out. And could just never get it healed right.
Yeah, no, you're right. What a shame. He had such potential.
He did too. Emmitt Smith was 17th overall.
Wow. Mike.
That's crazy.
Anything before we get ready to take off, Mike?
First of all, Ron, sorry again.
Absolutely.
That's rough. Number two, draft day again keeps going. Rounds 2 and 3 tonight, 7 o'clock. I can't wait. I'm geeked up for it.
All right. Brian said we had this show when he was on last, or we had this question when he was on our show last, which makes me wonder how the hell you got it wrong. But anyway, you changed your mind after I got you guessed Curtis Enos. You know what? It was a similar question. I think
it was
right.
A similar question. Was it this exact question?
Derpy, anything before you're ready to take off, brother?
Sorry, Ron, and let Omar cook.
First off, I do want to say thank you to everybody. You know what, Ron? That's Derpy's been telling us that you got to understand. Derpy's been on our asses to do a live draft stream. Sometimes work just made it impossible for us. We wanted to. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But let me finish up what I'm going to do here, guys. I do want to say thank you for checking us out. We appreciate each and every one of you. We wouldn't do it without you. Thank you so much, everybody on the board. You always keep things interesting. But yeah, Ron, he's certainly been on us. It's been talked about, and if it was possible, we definitely would have done it.
Yeah.
Ron, do me a big favor. Email us. Just email us, Ron. Okay. Mike, make sure you filled that. I'll fill you more in later.
Okay.
But Ron, when you get a chance, go to our Facebook, our website, wherever. I need you to email us. Again, Ron, sorry. Everybody, thank you for watching. Draft tonight, rounds 2 and 3, 7 o'clock, ESPN. Let's see who we could unwrap for the next round in the playoffs, which is Christmas around here. So we're all very excited to see what we're going to unwrap tonight for our second and third gift. I think we got a banger in the first one. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how tonight goes. We'll be back first thing Monday morning to talk all about it, because between now and then we have rounds 2 through 7, which of course 4 through 7 is going to be tomorrow, plus a bunch of other sports and things to talk about next week. So guys, I hope that you join us next week on Monday morning. We'll be back first thing to do it all over again. I want to say thank you one more time, everybody. For Derpy, for Mike in the Steeler Central Mobile Studio, myself, the Two Dumb Yinzers. Everybody have a great weekend. Stay safe. Enjoy the draft. We'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.
No, 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 no.